Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Well, come on, give it up for God this weekend. This is an exciting weekend. Come on, you can do better than that. Unbelievable. I'm stoked about this weekend. Number one, wasn't the creatives amazing? We're honoring Martin Luther King and his work. One more time, give it up for MLK. Yeah, our church has always celebrated that weekend. It's important to have people that fought for our freedom. And actually, speaking of fighting for freedom, I'm so stoked this weekend. This is the grand opening weekend of our new Fairview Heights campus, man. Is that unbelievable? I mean, look, our dream became a reality. Today, hundreds of people will be going to church there, and I just can't believe it. This morning, I woke up thinking, my gosh, it's really happening. This is our year. 25 is going to be the greatest year of your life. And so I talked to our team and I said, hey, since we can't all be there, and I know they're making a bunch of noise in there this morning, why don't we just kind of take a quick little two-minute overview and see what it feels like, what it's looking like? Because without you, it would not have happened. So let's watch this together real quick.
Before any construction crew even stepped foot in the building in Fairview Heights, it started with a vision.
20 years ago,
I felt a stirring in my spirit for us to go over to Illinois and to rent this hotel room and for Dad to do meetings there.
And it was full of people. I was excited.
Then God speaks to me and said, I'm going to cause you to come back to the place where you sowed seed and you to gather a harvest of souls and change people's lives right here at this exit.
Because of you, a theater in Fairview Heights that seemed like just a normal building to most began to transform into a movement of God. As Faith Church moves into our third state,
we're going to hear testimonies. They're going to tell us, I remember I went to theater number 5, and it was there that I had just heard that my husband was leaving me, and that I found out earlier that day that my child was getting a bad report. It was right here in this seat where I was in pain, and it's in this seat where God changed my life forever.
From where we started to where God has brought us, it's because of you. We see God's faithfulness in all of it. Every act of generosity, each step of faith you took made this possible. St. Louis, Florida, and all over the world, you are now part of every person's story that walks through these doors and finds the love of God. This is more than just a building. This is life change. This is restoration. This is the grand opening of our Fairview Heights campus.
Man, nothing can make me more happier than watching us as a church family from Florida to Missouri to now Illinois change people's lives. And I can't wait to hear all the stories that are going to happen. Today, the greeters that have been kind of prepping for launch, they got to greet real people. Come on now. The sound people, the entire team, everybody from kids, faith kids, every department today is running good. One more time, give it up for all those great people and Casper and Kat and the whole team that made that happen. Also, if you are new there today or at any of our campuses, we have our Connect groups coming up on the 25th. Come on, 25. What is a Connect group? We believe at our church that people connect, families grow, and lives are changed. And so my prayer for you is that you get involved with some people that know you. I think as church goes on, church should be a community, church should be family. Some of us have been watched each other's kids grow up. This could be you. It might be your first Sunday, but 20 years from now, you're going to look back and thank God that you went to church and allowed God to change your heart. So on the 25th, you can check that out in any of the backstage areas and the lobbies and the Connect group or online or on the app. A lot of our church family is from all over the world. So today, we're actually going to get a little bit deeper into the grace. How many of y'all are enjoying the Grace and Favor series, Grace Multiplied? So the reason I want you to have this card is I really want you to declare these declarations on the back that I wrote every day, especially during our fast, but also here's the key scripture. Here it is. Let's all memorize it and read it together. But God is able to multiply all grace toward you that you may always have whatever is sufficient for you in all things, and that you may abound in every good work. Put a great big amen on that today. Today I want to talk about access. Access. How many of y'all got a debit card? Raise your hand. You got a debit card, right? A debit card, we have the numbers, and that gives us access. When we start learning the Word of God and we start learning the Scriptures like we just did, it starts giving us heavenly access. You no longer have just access to your account. You have access to God in His heavenly account. That's why He said, whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, He'll give it to you. Whatever we ask the Father. This gives us access. Access is granted. I've seen it in movies before where people say, you know, access is granted, right? And access is denied, huh? Right? So God has so many things in our life that give us the freedom, that give us the boldness that we need to move forward with access, but the enemy is always trying to block us. Come on, shout amen to that every campus today, right? He tries to block you. He tries to deactivate your code. Anybody ever stayed at a hotel in the recent years, you know that there's always this card. You got this little card. Remember back when they had keys and it had the your number on the key? Which is kind of weird. If you lose your key, everybody's like, oh, we got the room key to 213. It's safer and it's better, but they have to program it to give you access to get in. Oftentimes, we'll have a flight that's delayed or something. You've been there. Called out of the front desk, can I get an extended checkout? What time's checkout? Checkout's 11 o'clock. Can I get a 2 o'clock? Come on now. Got to get a 3 o'clock, right? And so then if you do, you leave your bags in there and you go tour New York or whatever, and you come back, most likely you will not have access because they've deactivated your code. They've deactivated the card. So you got to go all the way back downstairs and say, hey, can you reactivate my code? Well, here's the good news about God. He never deactivates your code. You are in right standing with God, not because of what you do, but because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Come on, somebody give Him praise today. So I want to go to this next scripture. Let's go here. Ephesians 2:18. They'll put it on the screen. Everybody look at it. It says, for through Him, we both have access. Everybody shout that. Access, one more time. Access to the Father by the Spirit. By Him, we have access. Now, so many times, you know, when you get in this whole church thing, and maybe it's new to you, it's like, well, I got to do good. I got to get in a connect group, and you should. I got to go to church and pay my tithes, and you should. I got to not kick the cat, and you should certainly not do that, right? Yeah, at least the dog. Come on, right? So many times we think it's because of what we do that gives us access. No, it is because of Him who has granted you favor with God, and now you are in right standing with God no matter what you ever do. But then if we're not careful, we go by what we feel. We can't go by what we feel. We got to go by faith. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe you prayed the prayer earlier with the campus pastor, and you said, God, I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead. You receive that by faith. You didn't see God. Chances are you maybe didn't even feel God. You couldn't smell God. But you know, by faith, you received Jesus. Well, the same thing happens in this next level to give you access to say, you know what? The greater one is living and abiding on the inside of me. Somebody ought to shout amen to that right now. He is moving on the inside of me. Now, here's the good news. Come on, somebody. You want to hear some really, really good news? When you operate in this freedom of knowing that Jesus set you free, it gives you high expectation. Yeah, high expectation really changes everything, because a minute ago we showed like access granted, bing, and then access denied, right? These are nasty sounds, and the enemy always tries to make you think that, well, God's not going to bless you because of what you did. Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen by now. Don't get your hopes up. It's early in the year, and every time you do that, but the end of February and into March, you just get depressed, so just stay depressed all the time. No, the greater one is living and abiding on the inside of you, and you have access to the Father. You have been granted divine favor because of what He did. Okay, now think about this. When you have an optimistic outlook. Raise your hand if you're an optimist. Raise your hand. You're an optimist, okay? Come on, wave it around. Let everybody see. Okay? How many are kind of pessimistic? You're like, oh, the gas tank's half empty. Oh, man, I tell you. I want you to try your best to get optimistic. The reason why is God is optimistic. He looked at dark. The world was completely dark. And He saw dark, and He said, oh, let there be light. He didn't say, oh, my gosh, it's my God, or it'd be probably more appropriate to say, oh, me. He didn't look at it and say, man, it's dark. It's black. It's black as a black cat eating licorice in a coal bin in the dark. It is dark. No, he saw dark. He said light because he's an optimist. And he's optimistic about you today. Sitting there in that new Fairview Heights campus, sitting in whatever campus you are, he said, I know the plans I have for you, and they're for good, and they're not for evil, to bring you to expected end. Something good is about to happen to you. And when you live in that land of expectation, it accelerates your life and makes you positive, and you start attracting the law of attraction. There's a fake book out there, but there's no fake $3 bills. There are a lot of fake $20 bills because the enemy tries to fake what is legitimate. So let's attract it. You can attract it to yourself. You can. You can look on the inside of yourself and say, it's more than just me. It's the greater one in the inside of me. And God is going to bring my husband in. He's going to bring my kids in. He's going to bring my job in. I am expecting divine access. Let's all shout that. I am expecting divine access. Come on, one more time. I am expecting divine access. Man, you sound good this weekend. Now, think about this. It hit my mind. Those of you that are sitting there in that beautiful new auditorium and in Fairview, I remember I got a DM. Well, I'll back up and say this. Remember the Bible said without a vision, people perish? I always say without a vision, people go to another parish. So say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make them feel it, right? How many of y'all remember me preaching these kind of things? I said one Sunday years ago, we're going to have a church in the Fairview Heights area. And a lady that I don't even know, I think she was on our online campus or something, she heard that. It's important to tell people, I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to have a happy family. I'm going to beat the cancer, right? And so I said it, so my vision's out there. So this woman knew my vision. I didn't know her. She knew my vision. And me and the family, and we're all over somewhere, Saint somewhere, and on vacation. And I got a DM in my Instagram. And the lady sent a picture of the building that you're in right now, Fairview. And she said, they just put this for sale sign on this movie theater today. And man, I'm a couple thousand miles away or 1,500 miles away. I definitely would have had an airplane to get there. And I could not wait till the vacation was over. Not only because it was expensive, but because I was ready to get to that building. I knew inside here, my gosh, I got to get that. I got to get there. And as soon as I flew back to St. Louis, watch this. Access was granted to me. I had called the real estate company and they were going to set up a time to look at it in a few days, but I thought, you know, I'm just going to drive past that building that you're at right now. And I drove past the building and I drove in the parking lot and I come up to the front of the parking lot, the building, and there's a man walking out. And I stopped because the door is open. Come on now. And I said, who are you? He said, well, I'm the former manager, but I still have the keys and I just check on it occasionally to make sure nothing stupid happened. And I said, do you mind if I go in? I'm pastor of Faith Church. Oh, that's why I recognize you. And so now we have access. I got a picture. Ashton, this is a picture of her. Look at that. August the 15th, 21, I took a picture of Ashton walking around. There was still the rails in there. There was still the popcorn in there. It was still there. My point is, people would say that was an accident. That was happenstance. No, the appointment was ready. The man opened the door. He gave me access to the church that we're all celebrating today. I'm here to say this to you. God didn't do that for me because I was a preacher. God didn't do that to me because I was special. God did that because I was called to do what I'm called to do, but I had to step through the door and say, it's not because of me. In fact, maybe it is in spite of me. So I want you to get your hopes up today. I want you to do like Martin Luther King and say, I have a dream. I have a dream to get out of debt. I have a dream to lose the weight. I have the dream to beat the cancer. I have the dream. You have a dream. And this dream, by the way, is a desire that God put on the inside of you. I'm trying to talk you in today what the devil's been trying to talk you out of. I'm here to tell you that God's got something big planned for you this year. This is your year. Somebody ought to make some rowdy praise up in here today. From the high school to RPC to Ferguson, Earth City, Sunset, every campus, the greater one is living and abiding on the inside of you. Say amen to that today. Come on now. Now, access granted. Barry, let's read that scripture one more time. Ephesians 2:18. For through him, not your works, through him, not your pedigree, through him, not your money, through him, not serving, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. There's another scripture, Hebrews 4:16. I love that, by the way. This is where, women, you should take note of this. If you didn't listen to anything today, listen to this. This proves that your husband's supposed to make the coffee, because it says Hebrews, not Shebrews, right? Okay, dad jokes. Ephesians 4:16. Let us, everybody shout that, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive, not achieve, mercy and find grace to help us in a time of trouble. He said, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. God wants us to have confidence. And he doesn't want to have confidence in our confidence. He wants us to have confidence that through the blood of Jesus, he has restored us back to rightful position in him. You remember the story in the Bible about Adam and Eve? Come on, raise your hand. Adam and Eve, they were in this beautiful garden and everything was beautiful, and there was fountains, and there were no bills, and there were no kids, and there were no taxes, and they were just having a great time. How many of y'all wish we could go back to that right now, right? That was the Garden of Eden. But then the devil came in. The same one, by the way, that's been telling you you're a loser and you're not going to make it, and you shoulda and you coulda and you woulda. That same devil came into the garden. And Adam and Eve are in the garden. I don't know where Adam was, but Eve was standing there, and she started talking to another man. And the other man was the devil, and the devil came in, and he said, hath God said? You got to watch it when the devil questions. Hath God said that you're a son and daughter of the Most High God? Hath God said? He'll always be questioning God. In fact, the devil's so wicked, he questioned God. Remember when Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights? 40 days and 40 nights, and it says he was tempted by the devil. Well, if you're God, then why don't you turn these stones into bread? The bread company could have showed up right then. But God said, it is written. Get behind me, Satan. You got to speak to the devil. And the only way you know to talk to the devil is learn the word. And you get the word on the inside of you, and you hide the word of God in your heart, and the enemy comes in. And when he comes in, you say, hey, here's what God said. God said, I am healed. God said, I am strong. God said, I am favored. God said, I am blessed. I don't care what the devil said. I care what God said, right? That's why we go to church. That's why we get in groups. That's why today I want you to go into Growth Track at every campus. Why do I want you to go to Growth Track? So you can learn to connect with God and connect with people and discover your purpose and make a difference. If you just go to church occasionally, you'll do what Eve did. She's sitting there talking to the devil, okay? And the devil questioned it. She said, well, maybe I should partake of it. And then all of a sudden they were separated from God in the garden. But here's the good news. Everybody shout, here's the good news. The good news is, and I'm grateful for that, when Jesus came, theologically, they call him the second Adam. The first Adam failed, and the second Adam, Jesus, returns to the earth. He's God, always has been God. He's living in heaven with his Father. He's enjoying his life. But because of sin that has separated, made us not have access to God, God wanted to be with his people. And for God so loved the world, you know the story, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. All we have to do is believe and receive. Shout that with me. Believe and receive. Believe and receive that with God, all things are possible. So now Jesus shows up and the whole game's changed. Now we have access to God. And I want to show you this scripture in Hebrews 4:16 one more time. It said, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. Not the throne of judgment, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help us in a good time. Notice it says, let us fearlessly and confidently draw near to the throne of grace. God's not an austere, mean judge. You know, if you think, well, what about judge? You know, what about this judge? What about that judge? What about Judge Judy? I don't think she came across too much. Remember Judge Wapner, right? There's all these judges that we got in our head. And we think God's like some mean, austere, white-haired man with lightning coming out of his finger and a rod in his hand waiting to get us. Listen, if God was going to get you, you'd already been God. He knows exactly where you're at. If you can turn off your locations on your phone, he will find you right where you are. And I'm telling you, this God loves you so much. You were lost, we were lost, and he told us this story about a guy who had a son that was lost and was wayward and was sinful, and the father was standing there saying, hey, come here, boy. I'm here to put a ring on your finger. I'm here to put a coat on your back, and I'm not mad at you. I'm mad about you. You have access to the fatted cow. You have access to the kingdom. And the elder brother that was there serving, being good, he was actually jealous. There are some people that are going to be jealous of what God is going to do in your life this year. Some people are going to deny you. Some people are going to blog about you because the greater one is living and abiding on the inside of you. And God is going to raise you up, and people are going to try to tear you down. But I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it because I've been there, divorced, betrayed, hurt. I haven't talked to my own mother in 20 years. That wasn't my choice. She's alive. I send her $1,000 every week and have for 20 years and have the paper trail to prove it. There's pain in your life. There's hurt in your life. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And there's a lot of things that I've done in my past that I'm not proud of. But I'm excited about my future because I'm excited about the access that God has given me and us together as a church. This isn't just a church you came in today, some big buildings off the highway. No, God brought you here on divine purpose with a purpose, and he's going to activate your thought process to make you realize he's not a mean judge. He's a gracious judge. And I have access. Everybody shout, I have access. One more time, let's read this in Luke 4 because it's so good. I think you ought to actually put it up on the screen and maybe people ought to pull up their phone right now and just take a big old picture of that. I'll move over here and put my hand under it so you can see it like Vanna White. Here we are. Let us then fearlessly and confidently, boldly draw near to the throne of grace. I'm here to tell you, that's the kind of thing God wants us to do. He wants us to become like little children and say, wait a minute. I don't have to try to earn God's love. My grandson doesn't think he's ever done anything wrong. Even if you tell him he did wrong, he'll argue with you until you did not do wrong. I am right. And in a way, that's where God wants to transfer you over to say, I'm going to grow in grace. I'm going to grow in spirit. I'm going to grow in the word so I can boldly access God. How do you access God? Boldly. Everybody shout boldly. One more time. Come on, Weldon, everywhere. Boldly. One more time. What? Boldly. So you don't go in and say, God, this is your wretched son. I've done bad, and I know I don't deserve it. Is there any way you could help me with this situation right now? I'll just forget it. I don't deserve it. No, he wants you to come in and say, Father, I come to you today in the name of Jesus, not my name. And then you request whatever it is. You're late on a rent payment. You need some peace. You have some sleep deprivation. You got a problem. You come to the Father in the name of Jesus and just petition him boldly. And you grow in this. Luke 2, verse 40. Luke 2. And the child, this speaking of Jesus, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace. There is that multiplied grace. Filled with wisdom and the what? Grace and favor and spiritual blessing. He grew in that. So just because grace is active doesn't mean we need to be passive. So grace is actively moving towards us, but we don't need to be passive about it. We need to move forward to it. So if grace is walking towards me, I don't need to have grace chasing me. And it will. It'll chase me down. But I need to move into it. Move into that grace. Move away from that condemnation. Some of you are stuck in a mindset that makes you think that God's mad at you. I got a picture I want to show you. This is my dad and my grandfather. There's my dad. Look at my dad. He's got the little fingers over my grandfather's head. Okay. And my grandpa had an idea because of church that God was mad at him. And he'd done a lot of dumb things. And he was there in St. Louis. He was at the Teamsters, worked there, was a hard worker, lived through the Great Depression. I don't know if he ever made it through in his mind. He was always thinking the world was coming to an end, and he trained my dad that way. And my grandfather just lived a condemned life. He and my grandmother had problems. They ended up getting divorced, and then he hated that. He loved her, but they just didn't get along. Right? And I've told you some of you this story before. This kind of, I'll tell you the quick version of it. This is almost like a Jerry Springer show. My grandfather owned a trailer park, and he rented a trailer to my grandmother next to him. So my grandmother lived in this trailer, renting it off my grandfather, and my grandfather lived in this trailer with his lifestyle. And when I would go to visit my grandma and grandpa, it was fine because it just went from this trailer to this trailer. Come on, y'all can see where I'm messed up right now, right? So the point being, my grandfather at one point started doing things he shouldn't do, got in a relationship that he shouldn't be in. I mean, he's probably 60 years old. And I remember my dad, we went down to his house in Dexter, Missouri in the Boot Hill. Some of you familiar with that? Went to see him. And my grandfather, he as you see there, he's older. He's kind of spitting. He'd do this. And he told my dad a story. And I was there. I must have been 9, 10 years old, but I remember the story. He said, David Paul, he called my dad that, David Paul. He said, you know, I was living in sin, and I did this and did that, and I just wasn't going to church anymore. And he's crying. And I'm listening. This is your grandpa. And he said, man, I couldn't feel God, and I lost everything. And he said, I drove my tractor to church. Can you imagine this? Driving your, this story's getting worse, right? My grandpa lives in a trailer, and he drives his tractor because his car's broke down. But he says, I'm going to go to church. He said, I went into church, and people were praising God. And they had their hands raised, and they were doing all this and that. And I couldn't feel God at all. And he said, I went back the next Sunday, and I still couldn't feel God. And I just thought, I'll just forget it. God doesn't love me anymore. He's beat down by condemnation. But he said, I just thought I'd go back one more Sunday. And he said, I went back this last Sunday, and I'll never forget it. He said, I heard something in my heart. I heard God say, just fake it. Just lift up your hands and sing as if everybody else is singing. Just follow them. And he said, I didn't feel anything, but I stuck my hands up, and I began to praise God, and I began to sing. And he said, it wasn't but a couple minutes. I could feel God's presence. He's bawling telling this story. I can still see it now. He said, I was crying and praying, and he said, I felt him again. He forgave me. And he said, I'll never, ever do it again. And that's what forgiveness does, my friend. When we put our hands up and we trust that we can boldly approach the throne of grace, and we put up our hands in church during worship. That's why you need to come to church on time, so you can give something back to God. And my grandpa said, I'll never do it again. When you receive grace, it doesn't make you say, well, I just want to be more sinful. When you receive God's grace and his favor, it makes you want to love him more. It makes you want to praise him more. It makes you want to build more churches. It makes you want to say, hey, I want to go to Growth Track. I want to serve at church. I just don't want to say, hey, what can this church do for me? But I want to say, what can I do for this church? And how can I change people's life? And as I wrap this up today, I want to tell you something. My grandfather was taught wrong, so he believed wrong. Listen to this. I want you to write this down. Wrong believing leads to wrong receiving. If you can believe right, you can receive right. But if you think there's something wrong with you, and you don't deserve it, and certainly none of us deserve it, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying today, on this beautiful weekend when we started a new church in honor of even MLK, I'm here to tell you this weekend is the weekend I want you to say, from this moment forward, I'm going to raise my hands in church. I'm going to pray as if God received and believed in me, because he did. Then it's going to change your believing. And if he can change your believer, you can change your receiver, and you'll be more optimistic. And when we walked into that building, as I showed you earlier, my daughter walked in and I took the pictures. I just knew in here God was going to give us the building. Now, I did not know that it was going to be $13 million at the end of the trail, or I would have said, hey, no, 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 no. But thank God, God kind of tricks us. And where God guides, he provides. And you have been giving and paying that thing down. And together we're going to do it. And we're going to do it there at Lake Worth. We own that building in Lake Worth. Now we got to do to it what we did to this one. Come on, give God praise today. I'm telling you, that's what we want to do with our life. We want to change our thinking, change our believing, so we can change our receiving, and then all of a sudden we get better, and we get better, we can make other people's lives be better. I want you to raise your hand if you say, Pastor David, that impacted my life today. Every campus, come on, raise your hand. I don't need to see it, but God can see it. Come on, I want it one more time. Raise it up. And here's what I want you to do. That card that you have, I want you to take it. I want you to put it on your bathroom mirror if you go there in the morning. If you think, I want to tape it to my refrigerator, I want to put it in my car, so instead of getting on your phone at the car and people try to honk at you because you're still on Facebook while the light turns green, maybe you pull this out and say, you know what? I'm filled with grace. It overflows in every area of my life. God provides for me everything I need to succeed in my calling. I will have everything I need and more. My life abounds with opportunities to bless and serve others. My purpose is fueled with God's undenied grace. Keep this with you. We'll keep printing more. If you need more, you got multiple cars, put them up. Say that over you. And that right believing will lead to right receiving. I want to pray for you today at every campus. Every head bowed and every head closed. Nobody looking around. As the music plays, I can feel God's presence here right now, and I know that he's doing something in your life. It wasn't by accident that your friend invited you. It wasn't by accident that you came to church today. God is their pastor today. I pray right now that there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. God, today we lay at this altar, we lay at this moment, God, every sin, every shortcoming, every addiction, every alcohol addiction, pornography addiction, bad thoughts, whatever that is, we lay it at the foot of the cross today, and we receive by grace healing. And like my grandfather, God, they're going to go to church, they're going to go through growth track, they're going to get involved in a group, because we're only as sick as our secrets, and we need some friends, new friends, not the old friends, new friends that can launch us, catapult us into 25 for multiple grace and favor. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen. Would you give a hand for God and his church today? Come on, this is a big weekend. You can do better than that. This is the weekend that is going to make hell really upset, because from this weekend forward, we're never going to not have church in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We put a stake in the ground. We got a Holy Ghost hospital right off that exit, right across from the weed store and the mall. Come on, somebody. People go over here to get high. They go on this side of the highway to serve the Most High. It's wonderful. Congratulations to Casper and all the teams. You made that thing happen. Katrina, I shouldn't start mentioning names, but it was all of you and the people that funded it. That's really, 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 it's going to make an account in heaven that's going to change people's life forever. I love you so much. Come on, give it up right now for the campus host and pastors as they come.